This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. I'm thrilled today to be on our leadership podcast with Brian Bennett. Brian's one of the best people you'll ever get a chance to visit with, a leader and educator about leadership. Brian, I'm going to ask you several questions. Can you start by taking a moment to introduce yourself and tell people a little bit about what you do?
Okay. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me on. I'm the executive director of the Healthcare Center of Excellence, which is a privately funded research, consulting, and training organization focused on impacting analytics and leadership in healthcare. I'm also an adjunct faculty member at Northwest University, University of Chicago, and Judson University, where I teach courses in analytics, marketing, and leadership.
Fantastic. Brian, I know that you're also the author of a book. Can you tell us how you decided to author the book and a little bit about the book, and just a few moments on that would be fantastic.
My book is called Prescribing Leadership in Healthcare, and is based on the results of a research study that we did a few years ago that indicated that leadership issues was one of the biggest challenges to change in healthcare. The book does a mixed case for using a professional approach to leadership development. It's based on the approach to training that professional and Olympic athletes have taken for decades, which is no matter how good they are, they continue to work at their sport to improve or stay at the highest level. I believe it is the same approach we should take to leadership. It's something people should work at to improve on every day. That's when I sign books at book signings and so forth, I always say, lead every day.
You deal with lots of different people. You're always so positive. You're always such a pleasure to deal with. How do you maintain that positive attitude every day? There's very few people like you. They're just always eager to help and always just a pleasure of a person. Is that natural or did you have to work at that, Brian?
It's actually pretty natural. I'm a pretty positive person. I see things as half full as opposed to half empty. So one thing that I try to do is, you know, like find positive things in people. I'm excited about what I do and what work I do because I'm making an impact in people's lives, and I see that on a regular basis.
And you work with some really interesting leadership teams. Where do you make the biggest impact, and where is it tough to make an impact?
Well, the biggest impact we make is with the hospitals and with professional organizations. In hospitals, we go to change the entire leadership culture, starting with the senior leaders and moving throughout the organization. In hospitals, where the biggest change is happening, it represents the biggest challenge. So we start off with the top-level executives and train them in the way our leadership approach, and then work to the next level of management and then throughout the hospital. That way, no one can say, well, I learned my leadership this way, but so-and-so is doing it this way. This way, everyone's seeing it from the same book, and speaking the same language. And when I'm teaching, especially when I'm teaching the second level of leadership, I go back and tell the executives that you have to practice what we talked about. You have to model the right behavior so that everyone is doing the same thing throughout the organization.
Brian, are there certain executives that are very receptive, and are there other executives mm-hmm. that are less receptive? Give me some thoughts on that.
Yes, that's funny you mentioned that because, there's a lot of executives who are very receptive to it. I have talked to some CEOs just in the last week saying, Brian, if you're ever in my area doing a conference or something, let me know. I want to come hear you speak. But then there's others who are tough to deal with because they believe that they have all this experience, so they don't need any additional leadership training. But they don't understand that leadership is a lifelong journey. You have to try to work at it every day, like we talked about before. Now, I've been a leader in some form or capacity for over 30 years, and I'm still learning new things about leadership. Each moment, I set aside 30 minutes a day to review, the latest articles and research on leadership and share them with my team and clients. Leadership is a lifelong journey that some senior executives haven't picked up on yet.
And sometimes it's not necessarily learning a new tip, a new skill, a new anything. It's just keeping yourself engaged to your fullest level. It's just being turned on yourself. And the constant training, the constant talking, the constant involvement is needed just to keep acting at our highest level versus like learning a new tactic, a new this, a new that. And so we've talked a little bit about where you can make the biggest impact, hospitals and health systems, and with leaders that are eager to learn, eager to engage, and very hard with those that think they know it all or don't have to be a constant learner. Mm-hmm. The next concept, you have like a an incredible energy level. How do you keep yourself motivated year in, year out, day in, day out? I know you've got a couple wonderful children. What keeps you motivated? How do you stay after it?
Well, I stay motivated because of the change I see in the people I directly impact. I watch them become better leaders. As part of our program, you know, we include follow-up coaching and assessments to make sure people are properly implementing what we've taught them and to answer questions they might have. And doing these casual conversations, you know, I tell people up front, you know, whatever we say is between you and I. You know, your managers, the managers of the senior leaders, they don't hear anything I talk to them about in these private conversations, these coaching conversations. So they're free to talk to me about all kind of different things, and I can see them impact from one session to the other. And then we can also assess that through the assessments, and I see that happening too. And so, you know, I see this, and that's just exciting, Scott. You know, seeing people growing, watching them grow as leaders, because as they grow as leaders, you know, their growth impacts patient outcomes directly or indirectly, depending on their position. And that's the thing that just keeps me going day in and day out. It's exciting.
It's you seeing that positive impact. The impact you're having keeps you going, keeps you excited, keeps you motivated. And Brian, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions. The next question is, if this year goes well for you, what does that look like? What's a successful year look for in what you do and for Brian Bennett?
Well, you know, believe it or not, this year is already going very well. Beyond what I ever thought it would be, you know, January 1st. We just published a case study proving the positive results of a leadership program that we've implemented. We can prove that it works, and we can prove the results that can be measured. Second of all, we are partnering with the Healthcare Financial Management Association to offer online and on-site leadership training programs to their 38,000 members. I'll be kicking off the leadership track at their national conference in Orlando later this month. And we'll be launching a program then. We have several other organizations who are interested in similar offering for their members. Additionally, we have several hospitals and surgery centers interested in our on-site programs for their employees. So we are very excited about, you know, 2019. And it's only June.
That's fantastic. And I know you made the transition from Chicago to San Diego. Do you miss the Chicago winters now?
Oh, yes, I miss them so much. No. I enjoy walking around in shorts and no jacket or just a light jacket all year round. It's awesome.
That's fantastic. Tell me, I know that you enjoy a nice relationship with Chris Van Gorder. Talk to me for a moment about Chris as a leader.
Oh, my gosh, Scott. He's a fantastic leader. I just talked to him last Friday, as a matter of fact. And, you know, talking about have a regular conversation with him about things I'm working on, things that's going on with his hospital and so forth. And one thing that's interesting is since I moved out here, I go to his hospital. I chose him as my provider. And so I look to see the hospital, see the people working there. And I tell him, Chris, I don't know how you do it, but everyone's drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, people are so nice and so pleasant to work with and talk to there from every level, every person you come in contact with. He's just a remarkable leader. And people I talk to there, and I talk about him, and he says, yeah, he's a great leader, a great person to work with. So, you know, I'm just so happy to have met him.
Yeah, how important in leadership is a high level of energy? Is that always important, or is that just endemic of some leaders? And obviously, it's got to be positive energy. But how important is just personal energy level to leadership?
I think it's very important because now you're trying to model behavior. I mean, you may not be... You know, you may not have all the answers. You may not, you know, feel very strong or very positive on that particular day. But you have to have a pair. You got to say, you have to show people that, hey, this has to be done. I need to step up and show them my positive energy so they can feed off of that and then have their own positive energy and so forth.
Well, fantastic. And final question, Brian. If people want to reach you for speaking, consulting, to engage your services, how does somebody reach Brian Bennett?
There's two ways. You can go to our website at healthcare COE, which is healthcare center of excellence .org, or send to me an email at Brian, Bryan, at healthcarecoe.org.
Brian, I want to thank you for joining us today. You're one of the nicest, brightest, most pleasant people to work with. I've enjoyed working with you for the last maybe decade now, and just a pleasure. So thank you so much for joining us today, and it's just great to visit with you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.